Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 14th of March. The US is offering some data of interest to the markets today. There are producer prices for the month of February. Producer prices represent the pricing power across the US corporate sector and are free of peculiarities like used car prices and owner's equivalent rent. The data is also generally free of profit-led inflation, as that is something that tends to happen right at the end of supply chains. Producer price inflation for final demand has been below 2% year over year for almost a year now, and that trend is likely to continue. The numbers are likely to be generally benign, some variations increasing slightly and some reducing slightly, but overall presenting a picture of unthreatening inflation pressures. We also get retail sales from the States. US retail sales data does include some components of having fun, namely restaurant spending. This is not normal and is rarely the case in other countries. The numbers also do not adjust for inflation, which is a little bit inconvenient. However, there is evidence that as the profit-led inflation episode goes into retreat, retailers discover that they love their customers really and are sorry they ever hurt them by increasing their prices and profits, customers are being tempted back into spending money. It's wonderful what some careful price discounting can do to rebuild consumer loyalty. Deflation improves the mood of the consumer, generally speaking. We have had quite a number of ECB speakers scheduled for today. I counted 5 individual speakers, De Coste having so much to say that they're giving themselves 2 speeches. Whether anyone can be bothered to listen is a different point. The signals from the ECB have been that rate cuts will be later, and the ECB has a long tradition of being late with policy decisions. It was late to start raising rates, definitely late to stop raising rates, and is likely to be late in cutting rates. Elsewhere, there are inflation figures from Europe and US initial jobless claims data. The US House of Representatives voted to increase youth unemployment in states with an effective ban on the social media app TikTok. There seems to be some serious concerns that the Chinese government may learn the dance steps to Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em through seizing TikTok data. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.